AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Two bombs, only minutes apart, have killed at least 30 people and injured 126 others during a peace rally in Turkey's capital, Ankara. One of the rally organizers, the head of a public sector workers' union, calls the bombings a massacre. The multi-million dollar U.S. plan to train and arm a new Syrian rebel force is scrapped. Sagar Magani with more.
The Pentagon had been trying to build a new force of moderate Syrian rebels. It failed, and now the focus is on working with established rebel groups. Pentagon Policy Chief Christine Wormuth says it's partly aimed at taking better advantage of coalition airstrikes.
We've seen how it works where we combine our sustained air campaign with offensive operations on the ground by capable ground partners.
But the shift is unlikely to immediately boost a campaign some say has stalled. The idea is to start small and then ramp up support for the groups based on performance. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Forecasts call for as much as 2 inches of rain over the weekend in South Carolina. Contractors beginning to work on washed-out foundations of 18 small bridges over rivers and streams along a closed 13-mile stretch of I-95 in the state. Police are also looking for a driver who hit a state guardsman who was directing traffic in Richland County near Columbia.
He sustained a broken wrist and some other injuries that he is. It's been released from the hospital.
County Sheriff Leon Lott says the driver faces an attempted murder charge. With House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy backing out of the race to replace John Boehner as Speaker of the House, Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan's name is being mentioned. New York's Peter King says Ryan would be backed by most, if not all, House GOP members.
If Paul decided to run, he would be elected probably unanimously, as close to unanimous as you could be.
This is AP Radio News. Black men from across the country marked the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March with another march today in Washington. Nikki Mayo tells us more.
Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan spearheaded the Million Man March back in 1995. And today he is set to lead the 20th anniversary march called Justice or Else. Attention has been focused on the deaths of unarmed black men since the shootings of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin in 2012 in Florida and 18-year-old Michael Brown in 2014 in Ferguson, Missouri. Today, hundreds of thousands are expected to fill the National Mall. Nikki Mayo, Washington.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un declares his country ready to stand up to any threat posed by the United States. He made that remark during a lavish military parade to mark the 70th anniversary of the founding of the North's ruling party by his grandfather. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.